With the coronavirus pandemic becoming more serious every day, what is Congress doing to help Americans affected by it? I spoke with Congressman Mark Tacano of Riverside. Mark Tacano says the congressional response to coronavirus so far has been the Families First Act, which includes free coronavirus testing, expanded family and medical leave, paid emergency sick leave, unemployment benefits, and more.
Specifically, it mandates 2 weeks of paid sick leave, which many, many Americans don't have, and it expands the number of workers that can be covered by paid sick leave. It expands, it requires paid family leave, and I think a third major component is shoring up our unemployment benefit system. The bill, you know, expedites the speed at which laid-off workers can access unemployment.
Tacano also has concerns about the availability of testing kits for COVID-19.
I personally view this as a big national embarrassment. That we are in a situation where we are unable to identify people who have the virus in a very timely manner. It makes it very difficult for public health officials to do the kinds of investigations that are necessary to contain this virus. Hence, we're having to resort to a very strict policy of public distancing. Look, we all have to step up and do what's right for the community. The bottom line is testing is scarcer than it should be, and availability of tests are being triaged to those who need to be tested, you know, first. And that is, I think, an accurate statement of the state of affairs right now. It is also true that there are efforts to improve the rapidity at which testing is available and expand the capacity. But the limited capacity means that all of us have to contribute to preventing the further spread of this virus, to minimizing its spread, so that our health systems do not become overwhelmed.
Tacano says small businesses are a top concern of his during this pandemic.
The small businesses, that is a top concern. As I talk to city councilmen locally and supervisors, the county supervisors, small restaurants, especially small businesses that often have very tight cash flows, maybe 2 weeks. And, you know, there was a lot of ideas that I heard my colleagues talk about on the conference call I just got off of with the California delegation. And, you know, among them, you know, making sure that we enhance unemployment benefits. One of the things that got taken out of the, that got eliminated in the last Republican tax cut was a way for businesses to estimate their losses for some sort of tax credit. And we need a mechanism for small businesses to estimate their tax losses so that their losses, so that, you know, there's some way in which Congress can come to their aid. You know, there's talk about the availability of low interest loans, but I really think that businesses need more than low interest loans. They're going to need some way to help them tide themselves over for what could be more than just a few months. And I think there's a strong awareness among my colleagues that we have to think big and boldly. You know, more specifics to come. That's the best I can tell you right now. But I want to tell you that small businesses are really weighing heavily on the minds of members of both sides of the aisle.
Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.